Proclamation number 8731, dated the January 20th, 1964. The true description of the act of salvation. I only ever want you to know that you can only return to me on the path of truth, and therefore you also have to accept it from me, because I'm eternal truth. But then you will steadily follow the path which will be shown to you, because you will clearly understand why you are living on earth and where your true home is. When you are taught the truth, you will also learn about your origin and all previous events in the spiritual kingdom, which will then make your earthly life explicable. You will recognize its meaning and goal and then try to achieve it. But if you are given erroneous information, everything will be incomprehensible to you and give rise to all kinds of questions, which will then be answered wrongly again. And then your earthly life will be mostly lived in vain, since my adversary will keep you in the dark and will always prevent you from searching for truth or from sincerely requesting it. The essence of what you should know is and remains Jesus Christ's act of salvation. If you are truthfully informed, your perfection, your return to me, is guaranteed, because then you will make use of the blessings which the human being Jesus acquired through his crucifixion. All weakness of will shall vanish. You will seriously strive for perfection and be relieved of the original sin's burden, which had pushed you to the ground so much that you could not get up by yourselves. And I will always endeavor to convey to you the truth about the act of salvation, because you need to know of it if it is to be of benefit to you, if Christ is to have shed his blood for you too, which compensated for your great sin of guilt. Because you consciously have to claim the blessings, you consciously have to accept him as the divine Redeemer, surrender your guilt to him and ask him for forgiveness, because he and I are one. Once you rebelled against me, once you refused to acknowledge me, and now you have to acknowledge me in Jesus as your God and Father and long for unification with me again. There is no other way to return to me than the path to the cross, and only this pure truth will lead you there. Only truth can give you the knowledge of how significant Jesus Christ's act of salvation is for you and why you have to pay heed to it. And if, due to my adversary's influence, this truth is mixed with inaccurate spiritual knowledge, Jesus Christ's act of salvation will also be described wrongly. It will be devalued precisely because it is understood wrongly, which is my adversary's objective. He will always strive to keep people in spiritual darkness, and thus he makes sure that the truth is infiltrated by error in order to prevent people from becoming enlightened, from recognizing and walking the right path in this light. It is his intention to render the act of salvation entirely ineffective, to take all relevant knowledge from people, to portray Jesus as a rebellious human being in a secular sense who therefore had to suffer death on the cross. It is his intention to argue every spiritual motive and thus destroy people's faith in a mission by Jesus, so that they will not take the path to him under his cross and instead deny him as a savior of humanity sent by God. And thus humanity suffers an unimaginable disadvantage, for only he can help their great spiritual need. By excluding Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, people will live their earthly life in vain. They will stay in spiritual darkness and therefore also part of him who is my adversary and my enemy. But where he works, I am always active too, and where he corrupts truth, I will constantly send it down to earth. And pure truth will always find its way to where it is desired. The adversary will not be able to prevent this, since the desire for truth applies to me, and thus the human being has already passed his final test of will. He has chosen me and will therefore also receive from me. And what I give will always be of utmost value and therefore also help the human being reach his goal. But you humans should not forget that only the truth can have beneficial consequences, because wrong spiritual knowledge can never result in salvation for the human being's soul. Hence you only ever have to desire the truth. You should not be satisfied with spiritual knowledge, the end result of which is unknown to you. And therefore you always have to ask me to enable you to recognize that which is lawful and true, and to protect you from misguided spiritual knowledge. And truly, I will always fulfill this request. After all, I want you to return to me, and therefore I will also show you the right path to walk. And then you will also reach your goal safely. Amen.